are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free. freetalklive.com. Plus, I might go out on a limb to suggest that Free Talk Live has more for free than those other shows actually charge for. So go decide for yourself. freetalklive.com. All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live. Tom, New Hampshire, going once. Tom in New Hampshire, going twice. Let's try Jimmy in Kentucky. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Jimmy in Kentucky going once. Jimmy, Kentucky going twice.
Something wrong with the phones?
Maybe something's wrong with the phones. Let's try one more. Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind, Todd?
Not much. I just wanted to urge people tomorrow, please, for the love of God, don't vote.
What's that
please,
going to accomplish,
for the love
Todd?
Of God, I'm begging you people, don't vote.
Now, wait a minute. You mean in the national election, right?
Yeah. Okay. In the national election, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy and effort. Your vote isn't going to count at the end of the day.
I don't disagree that my vote won't count at the end of the day. I absolutely agree with you on that point. But if I'm going to the polls, why shouldn't I vote for in the national election? I'm going to be there to vote on some local issues. Why shouldn't I vote in the national election?
Well, if you're going to vote for the local and maybe your state issues, like your referendums, that's fine. But I'm mostly referring to the presidential race because, quite honestly, unless you have, unless you have a third-party candidate like, Tom Knapp and Charles Jay on the Boston Tea Party ticket, and if you have that ballot in your state, or if you have,
George Phillies,
you're just basically wasting your time.
Right, because no one can count those votes, so it doesn't matter. I mean, no one is ever going to show the vote totals for Charles Jay or George Phillies. You'll never be able to even see. I mean, I suppose you could call the Division of Elections and get passed around from bureaucrat to bureaucrat to try to find out if they can give you the election totals for the more obscure candidates
in
that way.
Well, NHPR is pretty good. I've noticed in the past of reporting every candidate that's on the ballot and how many votes they've gotten. So it's possible that somebody could be monitoring the NHPR site and see that your candidate got three digits.
Well, yeah, considering the fact that Obama, according to some projections, is going to win this election and we're going to have a Democratic Congress, most likely, even though it's possible that McCain may win the popular vote, but who cares about that? The fact of the matter is we're going to lose tomorrow. No matter which way.
I agree that America loses tomorrow.
Absolutely. Which tyrant will be chosen tomorrow is the ultimate question.
By picking your flavor of which authoritarian do you want to eat on your ice cream tray.
Will be the new decider is what we're going to find out tomorrow. And I think personally, I would put money on Obama, but, who knows? It could be a surprise. Who knows?
It could be a surprise. Oh, and one final thing before I go here. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they had Jeanine Turner, the Hollywood actress, and Victoria Jackson, who used to be a Saturday Night Live regular on O'Reilly, and they're going on and on about, vote for John McCain. He's, because Obama's a socialist. And I'm thinking pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Todd. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Mark, I know you had an email with a bunch of questions, but Jimmy, who was on the line, actually did send an email, and so I'm going to throw his question out real quick.
Sure.
Jimmy says that tomorrow, being National Sign Over Your Ability to Make Decisions for Yourself Day, I'll be out protesting democracy and handing out anti-democracy propaganda. I usually run into the, what else do you suggest line.
It's a good question. I mean, people really don't know.
To which I generally respond, individual liberty and personal accountability. The conversations go all over the place at times, and I'm wondering if you guys have any other suggestions as to what sort of response may be better than what I usually come up with.
Tell them you prefer a king.
I don't think you're going to bring anybody on board with that one.
No, I don't know. I mean, all you can do is if you're going to go out and do such a thing, and I think it's well worth, I think it's worth your time. Talk to people about personal liberty issues. Do your very best. It's practice. Obviously, you're going to have some slip-ups in order to have some successes in that arena, but I think you're going along the right direction.
I think as a general rule, whatever you do, I mean, I like what you're saying, Mark, is, you know, this is practice, and don't feel bad if you mess up a few of them.
Right. I think that you're even in your practicing, that you're probably to some extent doing at the very least a neutral job, if not a good job for liberty. And I would suspect you're doing good if you've done it a few times.
Yeah, I would say that the one rule you want to keep in mind is to keep it short. Keep it simple and keep it short. So when you're talking to these people, I mean, presumably he says he's going to be protesting democracy and handing out anti-democracy propaganda. I presume that means he's going to be doing it at the voting location. Seems like the obvious place to do it. That's what we're going to be doing here in Keene tomorrow. There are going to be people that are going to be spreading out to the five different voting locations here and handing out voluntarist literature. And I would suggest that basically you just hand people things, and if they get into a conversation with you, give them the answer that you've given them, that you think individual liberty is the way we should do things, and then tell them you can get more information about that here. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. And, I mean, don't be rude about it or anything like that, but let them know you're very busy and that you, while you appreciate their questions, you just don't have time to answer all of their questions right now. If you put an email address on there or something like that, presumably on your brochures, whatever it is you have, there will be a website for someone to go to in order to get more information. Ideally, that's what you want them to do, because if you engage somebody, especially somebody who's out participating in democracy and in the voting, the democratic process, you're more than likely going to come across people that are not so receptive to what it is that you're saying. So they're going to get into issues. If you keep talking, they're going to get into issues. And then once you get into issues, then you're dug in deep. I mean, there's no getting out of that except to just end the conversation. And at that point, it could come across as rude. So try to keep it short. Make your number one goal to get the information into the person's hands. Maybe answer a quick question, but, you know, then say, thanks. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off here, but I've got other people coming by. And if you've got any questions, go to that website. It should lay it out for you.
Now, I don't know about that, but you have a far more success in this particular arena than I do, doing positive sort of outreach kind of like this, and I can think of a couple of them off the top of my head. I don't know if these are your biggest successes or anything like that, but didn't you spend some time talking to, say, Neil Connor, the publisher of the Liberty Sentinel, or, you know, whatever, editor or whatever he is? Didn't you spend some time talking to him when you met him at the Sarasota County Fair and got him on his little path to liberty?
I don't recall. It was so long ago. I don't know how much time I spent.
And what about Menno Troyer?
What you're talking about, you're naming names here, Mark. Nobody knows.
Successes.
When you say successes, you're talking about people that were sort of unearthed by my activism efforts.
Right. I think I made that abundantly clear when I said that.
I'm sorry. It wasn't clear
to
me.
You were staring at
listening.
Your flashing lights.
No, I wasn't. Anyway, you're talking about the success stories as far as people that wouldn't necessarily be involved in the movement today if it weren't for my efforts.
Correct.
And Menno Troyer was a result of me making phone calls to the list of Free State Project members down in Florida. So that was not even an outreach thing.
I guess I was under the wrong impression as to how it was working. But I don't know. I'm just trying to find out, is it a good idea to engage people, because
some people
do want to talk.
They do want to talk, and that's the problem. Usually the people that want to talk.
A good handout piece is a very good thing. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Usually the people that want to talk are the people that disagree with you, and they want to get into a debate with you, and that's the last thing you need. Generally what I did was I would give out the world's smallest political quiz, which I haven't done that in a long time, but back then that's what I was doing, and then I would essentially offer material to the people who took the quiz, whether or not they scored libertarian. I would offer to sell them information. And Neil Connor, who you mentioned, was there with some friends. They were interested. They didn't necessarily believe they were libertarians, but they were actually interested enough to buy a book. So I didn't blab all over them to get them to do that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
This year over spring break, I recommend you go to the Institute for Humane Studies. It is now offering free seminars over spring break. They'll be at the Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and UCSC in Santa Cruz. You can apply now, as the early registration is up to November the 15th. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates, and they cover all the costs, meals, housing, participation, all covered by the Institute for Humane Studies. Some of the past topics include public choice in education and government and morality. Go check it out at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. We start with Scott in Canada on the AMP line. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking a little bit about some of this activism, and also on Saturday you talk about in-market activism. I had some experiences with this recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning on running in the Canadian election for the Libertarian Party of Canada in the federal election, and I got screwed, basically. I mean, kind of to what you're talking about, what I had, one of the things I had to do was go around and get 100 signatures from people in my area knocking on doors. And you're right, the people that want to sit there and talk are people that disagree with you and want to debate you. And it's a waste of time. When I have 100 doors to knock on, and you just got to be like, okay, great, you know, and move on, or else you're going to be there all day.
Yep, absolutely.
You're not getting your goals accomplished. You know, it took me about an hour to get 10 signatures. Mm. So, I mean, I was 12 hours out there walking, trying to get signatures from people. I just didn't have time to debate people, you know?
I mean, it's fun. This is the problem with it. It's stimulating. It's fun to debate people. So you want to, but at the same time, if you're talking about how you were trying to get to houses, you're not getting your job done. You're not doing what you set out to do. If you're doing an outreach event where people are passing by you, then you're sitting there yammering away with somebody, and 10 people walk by, and you don't get a chance to talk to any of those 10 people. So, you know, for all the time and effort that you're spending trying to debate, or better yet, trying to persuade, certainly persuasion tactics are better than argumentation.
But it's hard when somebody wants to argue.
Right. If you're trying to persuade and they want to argue, then you're not going to get anywhere with them either. And so all of the above, whether it's persuasion or argumentation, takes time. And if time is what you need to be spending, time is what you need to be spending on those other people that are just passing you by in that particular case, or in your case, going to the other household so you can get your message in front of them, because they're more likely to be better prospects. I mean, period. They're just more likely. The more prospects you put in front of yourself, the more likely you're going to find ones that are looking for what you're selling, and in this case, selling liberty.
And most people were just, yeah, sure, I'll sign it. They didn't really care, and it's kind of what we already knew. Most people aren't really paying attention. A few people, you know, didn't want to because they had their, you know, they were liberal or they were conservative or whatever. But I just wanted to add on the other end of this, when you talked about on Saturday how you were referencing the John Stossel show, showing that lady that was trying to run for office and all the hoops. Wow, hoops. Let me tell you about hoops real quick.
Mm.
I got a paper, a nomination paper, where I had to get all the signatures, I had to get $1,000, all these things, right? They told me I had 21 days before the election to get everything together and to bring it down, okay? So on the 22nd day before the election, okay, I had a full 24 hours. I go down there. I got there at 2:04. The nominations closed at 2 o'clock that day. And I said, but this paper tells me I have 21 days, and that's tomorrow. They said, oh, no, that paper says that, but the Canada Elections Act over here says that they don't count holidays, and there was a holiday in there. So somehow I was supposed to know that this one clause in the Canada Elections Act, 300 pages, tells me that I should have gone a day earlier.
Like, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as they love to say.
That's right. I appealed and argued, and they didn't care.
Sure.
They didn't care. Because you know what? The people, the big parties that have their lawyers and have done it before, the incumbents, they know all this stuff, right? The Libertarian Party of Canada is tiny, small. There's no organization, you know. So I know better for next time, and hopefully I can get in some debates and, you know, show people kind of how dumb it is to want to everything else, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck.
I'm kind of curious. You said you went around door to door, and then some people wouldn't sign because they were liberal or conservative or whatever their purpose was. And I'm just wondering how perhaps you could have, I guess the question that I would ask these people without being, this is going to sound combative, and being combative isn't going to help, but it's like, does it really matter? I mean, this is a democratic process. You want people to have choices, don't you?
That's exactly what I would bring up. But some people, if they were staunch liberals, they just would not sign. And I'd say, look, you're not endorsing me or the party. It's just so that I can get on the ballot. I need to have a certain number of signatures. That's it.
Oh, I see. So you had to get – it was because of the party. So they would say – So they already had a certain amount of information as to what you were running for, right?
Well, they would be like, they inevitably people would ask me, okay, what party are you with? I say the Libertarian Party of Canada, and most people are like, oh, okay. But if they never heard of us, and most people didn't, but they were, you know, they've always voted Liberal, or they're just Liberal, or they're Conservative, whatever, like those are the names of the parties in Canada, Liberal and Conservative.
Right.
Conservative. So they just wouldn't even be interested in letting another party run, even if it, you know, really. You know, I would say, oh, it's part of the democratic process, choice, blah, blah. Some people just didn't care. You know, they just want their thing, and that's it. But that was very, very few people.
Well, I see that there's nothing you could have done with them. They're just jerks.
There you go.
Yeah, and, you know, I like I said, I just had to move on. You know,
I had a lot of
walking to do. So.
It's like the people that get very, very upset about the fact that their family members don't get it, or they don't want to listen to them, or whatever. I mean, you love your family, your friends, and they don't want to listen to what you have to say, and they get very upset about it. And I understand why. I mean, I understand the desire to have the people that you care about on board with liberty. It makes sense. It's something that people that love liberty want. But inevitably, you're not going to be successful at converting everybody or giving them all. They're not all going to come on board. And so instead of torturing oneself over the fact that not everybody agrees with you, all you can do is just move on to the next prospect. I mean, it really is it's a sales job, essentially. You're moving through numbers. And we don't need everybody. We really don't. We don't need a majority. We need a small minority of people to come on board and get these ideas, and once that small minority's on board with the ideas, it'll get to the point where we have enough market penetration, if you will, to where the sheep will just follow along with us. They'll say, you know, this liberty stuff sounds pretty good. Hey, there's some cool people over there. Hey, attractive ladies are in this movement. Well, you know, I'll come on board too. Because, like you say, they don't think much about this stuff. So all we have to do is bring some of the thinkers on board and bring some of the doers on board, get some more activists together, and I think it'll all fall into place all over time. But if we spend too much time on the hopeless cases, then we'll never get to where we want to be. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Good hearing from
you.
800-259-9231. It's just sad that when one of the hopeless cases is somebody you care about, it can be pretty frustrating. And I can understand that. But you got to move on. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to move on to your phone calls about whatever you want. You can bring up anything. And still to come, Mark, you got an email with some interesting, thought-provoking questions. Hopefully we get to that. Your calls are primary, however. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call.
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We all know that the Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and enjoy free on us. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And you should also come join us at the Liberty Forum coming up early in March next year. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information about the event. It is essentially a wonderful networking opportunity for those that love liberty and for those that are interested in joining the Free State Project. Come on up, see New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up, see the state right in the middle of wintertime when it's at its coldest. I guess it's not at its coldest in early March. It's probably warming up a little bit by then.
Not much.
Then again, you never know around here with the weather up here in New England. So you'll get to come up in the wintertime to experience New Hampshire. You'll get to meet hundreds of people that also, like you, also love liberty, and they get freedom. And you'll be able to meet all kinds of folks, including big-name liberty-oriented people like Glenn Jacobs from the known as Kane in the WWE, you know, the World Wrestling Entertainment Group. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. He's a Free State Project member, as is Glenn, and they're both going to be there speaking, as well as a number of other folks. A gentleman from Iraq Veterans Against the War, Adam Kokesh, will be there. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, and so many other names. Still, there are a lot of speakers that will be announced. The schedule has yet to be announced. We're still a ways out from this, but it'll be here before you know it. So get signed up now and use this code for a 10% discount, 2009FTL, 2009FTL, for 10% off the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up, and you'll get to meet us, too, because we'll be there broadcasting live. Certainly not the highlight of the event, but we always have a good time.
It's there. A little bonus.
Yeah, we like the Liberty Forum, so we hope to see you there at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue with your calls, Tom in New Hampshire is on the line. Tom? You're on Free Talk Live.
The plans are already in place, and a week after the election, a lot of the banks are going to be closed, and there's going to be Marines marching in the streets all over the United States.
What? What are you talking about? Where are you getting your information?
Talking about Veterans Day. Okay. You know, now, anyway, a lot of people don't want to work, you know, given a choice between working for, let's say, a Pentagon contractor or working for a place making widgets for, you know, legitimate use, they prefer to not to be working for the military contractor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the place where I work, when I signed up there, it was just civilian applications, a circuit board inspector. And lately they've started taking on military contracts,
uh-oh,
not top secret stuff yet, but stuff where you got to have U.S. citizenship or have a green card to be eligible to work on this stuff.
Hmm.
And what I'm looking for, it's time for me to be moving on. I'm looking for a new job. So anyway... I need from you guys is you're going to expand Free Talk Live and put me on there for some of those hours there anyway.
I don't know about that, Tom.
Okay, so anyway.
We'll do that. You just can't pay you.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. For people who want to clean up the mess at immigration, okay, the bureaucratic mess, here's another point. We got a guy working there who can't work on this Pentagon-related stuff because immigration has been taking their good sweet time and milking him for tons of money, and people could raise the issue, what if, you know, the America gets attacked and we have to build war machines like crazy to defend ourselves? He can't help us because immigration didn't clean up their mess and give him a green card.
You're saying they're giving him the runaround. He's going through bureaucratic hoop after bureaucratic hoop, paying fee after fee, and it still hasn't panned out for him.
Huh? This is why your congressman should care, you see, because it could wind up hurting the Pentagon ability to make war machines if this guy can't help because the immigration hasn't cleaned up their mess and given him the green card.
It's a good point, Tom, but it might be too obscure for them to really pick up on. They're kind of simpletons, you know?
Yeah, they're lot of them are stupid, useless, incompetent idiots.
That's why they're politicians. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Couldn't do anything valuable in the rest of society, so you went and became a politician. And, you know, on top of that, a lot of them are power-seeking, sicko, sadist freaks. That's another factor, too. And a lot of them are lawyers. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, let's go to your email box. Do you have that ready?
Yep, I do. So, hey, guys. I sent this to all three email addresses because it was a mix of both show questions and business questions. So here it goes. Ian, if your vision of a voluntary society in New Hampshire were to come to fruition, how would international travel work? Would a private passport issuing company arise? Would they be accepted and recognized by the international community? On a broader point, have you considered, and if you have, could you possibly explain, how a voluntary society operating within our juxtaposed to established governments would interact with those governments?
Great questions. I'll answer the passport one first.
Okay, go ahead.
There is an organization or a country or whatever you want to call it called the Conquerpublic. Have you heard of this, Mark? Conquerpublic.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
You can go to their website. They are
real. They have a website? Okay. If you can go to flatearth.com and see the Flat Earthers website, too, and they believe the world's flat.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, Mark.
The Conquerpublic is just Key West, man. It's a marketing thing.
Right. Anyway, Conquerpublic, I don't have their site in front of me at the moment, but it's my understanding that the Conquerpublic was interested in seceding a while back, and they did go ahead and they created this concept called the Conquerpublic, and it is essentially Key West, Florida. But they weren't interested in being part of the United States, and so they created their own passports. They created their own little country, basically, within a country, essentially. And so they created their own passports and their own diplomat passports, and they claim that people have gone to other countries and used the Conquerpublic passport and gotten into other countries. So now they don't guarantee that every country is going to let you in, but they do claim to have had some success with some of their members using their passports as identification to get into other countries.
And so, you can go to Key West now and you can get Conch Republic postcards. You can get those little shaker snow things.
Yeah.
You can get some of the Florida snowmen, which is just water with a little sort of hat floating in it and say Conch Republic on it. You can find all kinds of things that say Conch Republic in Key West.
And so they have passports that say Conch Republic, and people have gotten into other countries. They claim that people have gotten into their other countries. And think about it. I mean, if you're the Bahamas and somebody comes in from the free land of New Hampshire or Conch Republic or whatever it is that your own personal nation is going to end up being, because, again, nations are just made up concepts. They're not real. They're just thoughts in people's heads. The United States isn't a real entity. So if you're the Bahamas and somebody comes up and says, "Hi, I'm from the Conch Republic. I'd like to come here on vacation." Are you going to turn them away? Are you going to tell them, "No, we don't really want your money. You're not from another legitimate, recognized government, so don't want you and your family to come here and spend money."
Was it Saudi Arabia or was it Bahrain, Dubai that threw the guy in jail for having the speck of marijuana on the sole of his shoe?
Dubai, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I think that people might just turn you away for
having
that. That's
fine, and they don't get your business.
And then you're stuck at a freaking airport for how long?
Well, I think that there are going to be plenty of countries out there that would be interested in having people visit from the free land of New Hampshire. I think that there'd be plenty of folks.
I think that this is something that can be overcome. I'm just saying that the Conch Republic.
Hey, I'm giving you a real life example of someone that claims to have gotten into another country. I don't know if it's a true claim, but they claim that.
There's
so.
That one. You can get citizenship status on that one oil derrick out in the North Sea, can't you?
You mean up by the UK?
Yeah.
That's not an oil derrick. It's an old military platform.
Okay.
I understand it.
But it's a country, and they issue stuff.
Right. I mean, you create your own country. The free land of Mark. You know, whatever. If they want your business, they'll let you in. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just make it look like a passport, and they probably, I mean, if there's a name of an obscure country on there, how the hell are they going to know it's not real? And what makes it real anyway? More on the way.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results, or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. Just enough time to sneak your call in if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote in the Podcast Awards contest. Actually, we need two votes. One is podcastawards.com. The other is vote.freetalklive.com. But let's focus on Podcast Awards because it only happens once a year. Podcastawards.com. Scroll down the page. Go to the political category. Find Free Talk Live. Select Free Talk Live. Then scroll down a little further. Enter in the required information, which is very little. It's name and email address. And then click submit, and you'll have cast your vote for today. And I say today because you can vote tomorrow. Every 24 hours, you may vote for Free Talk Live at podcastawards.com. Now, when you do submit your ballot, you will. There's a good chance that you're going to be verified, and that means they'll send you a quick email just to make sure you're a real person. Just click the link that validates you inside that email, and you'll be done. So it makes a big difference for us. If we can win this podcast award, it'll be our fourth in a row, which may be the only podcast ever to win four podcast awards in a row.
It may.
So help us out. Podcastawards.com, political category, vote for Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with the email here. The first question was, if we get a free society here, let's say New Hampshire secedes or, yeah, let's say New Hampshire secedes and there's no government whatsoever to speak of. Well, I guess it would have to have a government in order to secede. But anyway, let's just say there's an area of land where there's no government. How in the world will you have passports? How will you go and internationally travel? And it's a fine, fine question. And I believe that there will be ways. I mean, the people that what we're going to find in a free society is a variety of people are going to be interested in creating private identification for people. People want to know who you are. And so in order to satisfy that desire, there are going to be people in the marketplace in search of a profit. They're going to figure out ways to do this on a reliable basis to identify people. And so that could be easily spun into a passport type device that would be accepted by those countries that are interested in accepting them. Maybe not all of them would. Maybe some of them would reject the free land travelers, if you will. But, you know, that's the price you pay to live in freedom, I guess, is you don't get to go and visit North Korea.
God knows, you're missing out there. So he wants to know about passports, trade laws, currency exchange, extradition. Currency exchange, I'm willing to talk about. Extradition, I don't know what would happen there. I suspect that
who would be extraditing who?
Well, there probably wouldn't be a heck of a lot of process to it. You would petition to a state to say, hey, you're holding some guy that we think is a criminal here.
Mm-hmm.
We want him. And I guess you'd have to figure out beyond that exactly how that would go.
To negotiate.
if you happen to have somebody in the state that some other state wanted, they could produce a certain amount of evidence. I'm sure that somebody would hand them right over. Anyway, currency exchange. Likely you'd be, if there was no government at all, you'd be talking about gold and silver, perhaps some kind of bearer bonds for a load of bananas or something like that. But and then countries would exchange at whatever rate those things exchanged for.
Yeah, I mean, they managed to exchange all kinds of world currencies at the current moment. I think that it would be actually interesting to have a real gold and silver-backed currency again, because that would probably be in pretty heavy demand. Whoever it is that's turning that out is going to be pretty wealthy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So they've got the profit incentive to figure out that stuff.
Trade laws, I don't see how those would really apply. There would be no trade laws from a country that had no laws, laws to speak of.
Right. Trade with who you want.
And
how
then,
you want.
You know, what would other countries say? Yeah, those people that we can't find a government to talk to, and they're allowing our citizens to sell their stuff there without a tariff. We hate that. I can't imagine it being a problem.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm originally from, I don't understand this question exactly. I'm originally from New Hampshire. I signed up as an FSP pioneer, and I don't know what that is, a few years ago. I've since embarked on a career in the yacht sailing industry and living elsewhere but New Hampshire. I was previously on a yacht traveling from Rhode Island to Panama. I'm now living in the Bahamas. Rough life, right?
Mm, yeah.
Next summer, I'll be in the Mediterranean or Southern Alaska. My question is, how long do I have to not live in New Hampshire before I can sign up as an FSP member?
That's a good question.
Once again, I'd like to point out there is no membership to free FSP.
A participant. An FSP participant.
I still keep my NH driver's license and my passport, both of which display my parents' address in Londonderry. Well, my opinion is, if you're not living in New Hampshire, then you're eligible to sign up for the Free State Project. But if you've signed up for as whatever this FSP pioneer is, you can't keep leaving the state, signing up, and coming back. That's just not fair.
I don't know what the pioneers are.
I don't know what that is, and I suspect it means like a early friend, or maybe it was a person who signed up for the Free State Project and then New Hampshire was picked.
I don't know.
But
if you're not a participant of the Free State Project and you don't live in New Hampshire currently, that seems like a good enough reason to sign up.
It does to me.
Even if mom and dad live here. So.
Right. And even if you have a driver's, even if the state claims that you're carrying their driver's license, so you must be a citizen or whatever.
That's just a piece of plastic.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for spreading the Liberty message while living or traveling abroad? I've had many a conversation with my coworkers, none of whom are American, most of which fell on deaf ears, and I was retorted in with an ambiguous, well, that's not how it would work in my country. Hmm. Likely true. It probably isn't how it would work in their country, and I don't know how you would talk about liberty with people from other countries.
Well, it's certainly easier when you know what the details of particular issues are where you're from, but you can still talk about liberty in general terms. You can still talk about personal responsibility. You can still discuss why the state is evil and why coercion is wrong. You can talk about really the basic concepts of why government doesn't work, because, you know, government fails for the same reasons all around the world. Whether you know the statistics about one particular program or another is really quite irrelevant. In fact, it's the statistics that kind of bog libertarians down. A lot of libertarians get real bogged down in, well, we need to really look at the numbers here to see exactly how, what's the state doing right now, and what would it look like if it wasn't doing what it's doing. And, you know, they get really bogged down in all the details of the government programs, when in fact, the real issue is the gun in the room. The real issue is the fact that the government is nothing more than a group of men and women that is doing business at the threat of violence. And that's applicable around the world, whether you're talking about North America, you're talking about North Korea, you're talking about the Bahamas. Wherever you are, they're doing the same things. It's just that the program names are different. The budget size is different. The names of the politicians are different. But the principles don't change. So stick to principle, and you'll be fine.
I would say that that would probably be the direction I would go, as sort of the abstract argument.
That's where everyone should go. Because if you find yourself getting bogged down in details of an issue, go to the gun in the room. That's always the most persuasive, I think.
You need to talk to people about how liberty would work. And, you know, working is the most important part to a political process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can holler about morality all you wish, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't. There's no point in it.
Well, and we go back to what we talked about earlier. If it's not working, if you're talking about, if you're pointing out the gun in the room and they see the gun in the room and they accept the gun in the room and they say, oh, well, that's fine with me. I don't mind forcing people to do what I want them to. Move on to the next prospect. You got a bad prospect there. Move on with the next issue.
There you go. The next thing he says is really about trying to get Hassan and Bahamas, so it doesn't, you know, really carry much farther.
Well, his question is, how do I get you on in an international country, right?
Yeah.
I would guess the process is similar. I don't have experience at contacting stations. There are hundreds of stations I can call here in America, and I don't have time to call all of them. So contacting stations in other countries is not even on my radar. I have tried to call a few Canadian stations that are relatively close to the border of the United States, and yeah, I struck out a few times and was just like, I'll focus on U.S. stations, just because Canadian stations the problem with that you're going to run into is they're going to perceive U.S. talk radio as being about U.S. politics, and it's an easily understandable conception because that's what most U.S. talk radio is. It's, you know, you tune into Rush Limbaugh, he's talking about the Republicans and how bad the Democrats are, and you tune into the progressive shows and they're talking about the reverse. So Free Talk Live is different. We know this. You know this.
Right.
But they don't know it. So when you're calling up an international station, whether you're in the Bahamas or you're in Canada or in the U.K., and from what I understand, there's not really much talk radio in the U.K., but if you're calling an international station, but local to you, and you're telling them, I think you should carry this show Free Talk Live, and they'll say, well, where's it from? Oh, the United States. You're done at that point, unless you happen to have somebody who's open-minded enough to hear you tell them that it's not really all about U.S. issues.
Well,
so certainly it's more about U.S. issues than it is about other countries.
Why is the Edge in Trinidad and Tobago, why are they carrying us?
I did not reach out to them. I had a signed agreement come into my fax machine out of nowhere.
You never even got a chance to talk to them? I mean, they didn't say why they want the show?
He was Googling around on the internet, found Free Talk Live, listened to it, said he wanted to put it on his radio station. So, I mean, it's possible. Obviously, it can happen that international folks will add this show, but you're going to have to get them to listen. And if you contact your local stations and you can get on if you're friendly with a PD, ask him to listen to the show and see what he thinks and move from there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for President. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.